So the eclipse was yesterday, and I have some thoughts about it. So let's talk about that. There was some very, it was a very interesting day yesterday. The minimum wage in California is having the predictable results, and King Joe Biden has decided to ignore the Constitution and rule of law again. This is Gene, and you're listening to Dumbasses Talking Politics. Hey, this is G. Welcome back to Dumbasses Talking Politics. I hope you had a great day yesterday. I hope a bunch of you were able to find this podcast because you didn't go blind because you were staring at the sun yesterday as it was being eclipsed by the moon. And, you know, I had some thoughts about this. And I decided, you know what, I have to talk about the eclipse yesterday because there was nothing else to talk about. And there were some amazing things that happened yesterday. So let's go over some of these things. So the first thing that I want to say is I went out to the eclipse. The timing was off. It started at 10. I thought it was going to start at 10:30 West Pacific time because I live on the West Coast. I went out at 10 just to check out my glasses to see if they worked. And sure enough, the eclipse had started. Now, as far as the site, it was neat. I mean, you were watching it. I couldn't take any pictures of it because obviously I didn't have a camera that could handle it. It was neat. It was kind of cool. Here in California, the sun, the moon took up about 57% of the sun. It got a little bit darker. Not really typically a big deal. It would just look like the moon was crossing a sun. So it was neat. It wasn't amazing. I did sit out there for a good hour and a half looking at it with everybody else, but that wasn't what was really struck me yesterday. First thing that struck me was, well, first off, it was right out my door. I opened my apartment door, walked out, and there's the sun. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It made my life a lot easier. If it could have been on my balcony where I could have had a beer and watched it, that would have been better. Beer. But that would have been better. But this was fine. Now, the other thing I had was the neighbors came out. And I bought 6 pairs of solar binoculars for like $4 off Amazon. I gave one to Josie and her daughter. They were out. And so I had 3 pairs of glasses left. So I was watching. I gave them around to the neighbors. And all the neighbors, we were all sitting there and we were talking. And it was, I have been in this apartment building for about a year. And I had never talked to my neighbors. And this felt like a community. I didn't even know some of these neighbors that I talked to yesterday. And it was what I found yesterday, that there was actually community, that we were all coming for a common purpose to watch the sun and to watch the eclipse. And it wasn't, you know, fantastic eclipse, but we all stood there for about an hour, mostly bullshitting. And we'll talk about what we were bullshitting in a few minutes. But we were all interested, all talking, all friendly. The kids came outside, which was bizarre because I didn't even know there were kids around here, because instead of sitting at their video games, they came outside to look at the eclipse. Now, granted, the kids didn't stay outside very long, but they did come out. They looked at the eclipse, got burned by the sun, and then ran back into their caves to play their video games. But they did come out, and it was kind of nice. It was actually kind of nice. And there were people, nobody was afraid to stop and just talk. So we had people walk down the walkway, and they would stop, and they say, "Is the eclipse going?" And then we'd hand glasses, we'd switch off between the glasses, and everyone just was talking, very friendly. I think we had about 10, 12 people out in front of my apartment, just because we were sharing the glasses back and forth, and we were all talking. It was really nice. And you know what was really nice yesterday? One of the problems I had with this podcast today was that there was really nothing to talk about. The news surrounded the eclipse. NASA, Fox News, CNN, MSN, everybody was playing the eclipse. NASA had a very good video feed, live feed going on as the eclipse went through totality from Mazatlan, Mexico, all the way up to Maine. And it was just a lot of fun. There was no news yesterday, no partisan BS, no Trump is the devil, nothing like that on the news yesterday. Even in the afternoon, it started breaking up, the eclipse started breaking up a little bit. But there was no real talk about anything bizarre or terrible that's happening in the world. And I learned something there. I learned that, you know, most of the news is bullshit. Most of the news is bullshit. And most of the time, these guys talk, they say the same thing. And I knew that for a long time. That's why I don't watch the news all day. But most of the news is crap. They can skip it when they have something like this happening. And then they can... It's a nice break from the typical garbage that they talk about. Now, I'm sure if we go into Fox News, they're going to be talking about the border. They're going to be talking about... I'm not watching Fox News right now, but they're going to be talking about the border. They're going to be talking about Biden. They're going to be talking about Trump. They're going to be talking about crime. They're going to be talking about homelessness. They're going to be talking about squatters. And how do I know this? Because all you have to do is watch Fox News once a week for an hour, and you will get the week's news, unless something really bizarre happens, like an earthquake in New York or a solar eclipse or 9/11 or October 7th or anything like that. You will get the entire thing, all they're going to report 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by just watching 1 hour of news. So that's another thing I've learned. Yesterday basically just compounded the fact that I really don't need to watch the news. I can go on the internet, read some of the news from Fox News, Daily Wire, Post Millennial, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post. I can just go over the headlines, get an idea of what's going on, and I'm good for the week. There's nothing else to talk about. Finally, one of the things, those are the first two things. You don't need to sit in front of the TV and get the news all the time because the news is bullshit. And the second thing is community. I miss community. I miss people getting together for a common purpose. This is probably why I go to church now with Josie every week. It's because it's that community. The priests recognize us, the ushers recognize us, we see the same people over again. It's community. We don't have community anymore. And the third thing I've learned is that even though we knew that this eclipse was coming, we knew this eclipse was coming in 2017 when the last solar eclipse happened. And we know that the next solar full totality solar eclipse will be coming in 2044. We know that. It amazes me because math, astronomy, physics, we just know how it's going to work. Don't forget the Aztecs knew, the Aztec leadership and elites knew about the eclipses. They used to go in and they used to tell the people, God is going to put out the sun because of your sins. And that was the way the Aztecs controlled their people. Great movie, Apocalypto, a Mel Gibson movie. The guy may be slightly crazy, but the guy knows how to make movies. Apocalypto showed how the Aztecs actually controlled the people. And they did it through religious zeal, religion, sacrifice, and every once in a while they got those solar eclipses, and that just helped them out. Watch that movie. It's a very good movie. It's all in ancient Spanish or whatever language Indians were speaking back then. But it is a really good movie. But that's an example of what the Aztecs used to do. The Incas and the Mayans used to do the same thing. Because the Incas, the Mayans, the Aztecs, they already had advanced astronomy to know enough that when the moon was going to cross between the Earth and the sun. But even though we have science and we know when the eclipses are going to happen, we know what the eclipses are, we know what to expect to see, it amazes me all of the theories, the conspiracies that come out. So we were sitting out in the, talking, and I heard everything from the aliens are coming, the apocalypse is coming. There was the religious zeal. This is God's display, which is what I personally believe. Okay. A lot of people went into paganism, right? A lot of people go into paganism when they see something like that. We'll get to that in a second. But the reality is this is an eclipse is the prime example of the perfection of the universe. Where it goes circular, it's consistent, it's provable, and the entire universe works like this. It is actually a proof of the existence of God. Here's the reality. The way that the moon rotates around the Earth rotates around the Sun rotates around the galaxy, and the galaxies rotate the universe, are the same the way that electrons rotate around a proton. It is perfection. It works. Everything works. If you think about it, if you look at science, if you look at things you learned in grammar school, like electrons and protons and neutrons, you'll see that everything works pretty much exactly the same way. Even our life's, everything is a cycle. Our life cycle, the cycle of life of a cell, the universe, the galaxies, the stars, the planets, everything works pretty much in the same way. It's all predictable. We know how it's going to work for the most part. We're not God, so we don't know everything. But everything works so, and everything works together. The cell works with the galaxy, which works with the universe. The butterfly effect, where a butterfly actually, when a butterfly flaps its wings in Asia, creates a hurricane in the United States. That's what the butterfly effect is. It really is true because everything touches each other. Star Wars, when they talk about the Force, that really is true. We're all connected somehow. And that's what's sad about the loss of community, which I saw yesterday, is you don't understand or don't feel the loss of something until it actually comes back temporarily. Yesterday, we saw community. We were a community yesterday, and it was something amazing, and you don't realize we've actually lost that. And the only reason I realize we've lost it is because here we are as the community. Bowling Alone, a book, I can't remember who the author was, but it's a scientific look at the loss of community in the United States. Bowling Alone, of course, is an example of bowling leagues have gone away because we've lost so much community. Something that used to always be something people did once a week, a bowling league, even those are going away. So it really was amazing. But like I said, this look into paganism, the aliens, the apocalypse, I think a lot of people, when they talk about things like that, they don't really mean it in kind of a pagan way. I think what they're saying is we are so small. We are so small in this solar system. We are so irrelevant in this solar system, much less the universe, that something so gigantic as the moon can cover something so huge as the sun. And our sun isn't even all that big. If you look up into the night sky, and you see that orange star, which is right in Orion. It's called Betelgeuse. Betelgeuse is a red giant. The thing would dwarf our sun. It's just amazing. I think people look at it and they see bigger things like other civilizations and the apocalypse and the finger of God and things like that. They see it and it's just not them seeing how huge the universe is. It's them seeing how small they are, how, you know, we're just human beings. We're just God. There's so much out there we don't understand. And then you had the absolute pagans in the world. And when we talk about the paganism, which was talked about a lot yesterday, for example, I believe it was NASA had on a indigenous person talking about all sorts of Gaia and nature and all sorts of pagan crap, which is complete bullshit, because half of his people actually use these kind of events to control his people. But you had this paganism going on there where Mother Nature and whatever bullshit and the climate, and that's the one thing that really just drives me nuts. A lot of the pagans use this eclipse to prove their pagan bullshit. Okay, and now let's enter our dumbass of the day, because if you're looking at dumbasses of the day who are going to implement pagan rites, pagan ideologies to make connections between things that aren't connected, let's let the view tell us exactly how a solar eclipse is responsible for earthquakes and the climate crisis. So let's get to our dumbass of the day. Okay, so Sunny Hostin of The View. First off, I don't understand how these people actually wake up in the morning and get ready for work without hurting themselves. They are so stupid. Sunny Hostin is one of the dumber people on The View, and that's saying a lot. I mean, Joy Behar used to have the prize there. And Sunny Hostin has reached up from the bowels of the earth and grabbed the ring of stupidity. And this is a woman who has a master's degree and is a lawyer. She is just, it just shows you that our education system ain't that important. Because if she was smarter, she would go back to her college and say, give me my degree back. Give me my money back for my degree, because I am an idiot. Well, here she is just discussing the pagan meanings and of the eclipse yesterday. And it went everywhere from the bugs are coming to the apocalypse to climate change to earthquake. It was even the other hosts of the, even Joy Behar sat there and said, hey, no, they have nothing to do with each other. But she, no, Sunny continued on. You had Whoopi and Joy were all saying, what are you talking about? And she just kept going anyway. So let's listen to this. This is, Jesus, how is this broad still? I don't know who she's blowing to keep this job, but she is just, she makes it so that people like me want to watch The View, because it looks like, it doesn't look like a serious talk show. It actually is a comedy special. So let's listen to Sunny Hostin.
Leaving, we've got a solar eclipse. We've got the earthquake.
She
ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Although I love
for the first time in like
100
years.
No.
Two different. Well, this is what I read. Two different times.
There's two different kinds of cicadas coming.
Yes, two different times are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
But for the first time in many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but... you know better. But
in a way,
say all those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
or
the
something
point.
Is really
or
going
is
on.
Returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground.
No. It happens.
How about the
eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen.
You know, that's got to tell you something. When Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar are the voices of reason, and they have to explain to a lawyer that earthquakes have nothing to do with climate change or the eclipse because they happen underground, and that eclipses happen all the time and we know exactly when they're going to happen and how to pronounce cicada. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible how dumb these people are, and they're getting paid. This broad makes $15 million a year, and she goes off and starts bitching about the eclipse, end of times, the rapture. I mean, come on, lady. Knock it off. Okay, anyway, what can you expect from The View? So let's get to some news here. You know, California just raised its deal to its minimum wage to $20 an hour. And now they're beginning to deal with some of the consequences of doing that. Now, I knew California was going to face consequences for this quickly, but they were facing the consequences of this before that law actually went into effect on April 1st. Okay, so this is according to Fox News. Mod Pizza, which has 500 locations nationwide, closed 5 shops in the state at the end of March, according to local Fox affiliate KNPH. Believe it or not, most of the places that are closing are pizza joints. And I'm a little surprised because you would think that they make their own dough in pizza joints. Dough should qualify as bread, and I thought maybe they would be exempt from this law. Because remember, Gavin Newsom said that any store that creates its own bread or makes its own bread is exempt from this law. And everyone's wondering, why did you do that? And then we found out that one of his major donors and best friends is the CEO for Panera Bread. And suddenly we have understanding. By the way, Gavin Newsom also owns a restaurant. And guess what? His restaurant's exempt from the minimum wage law. So that's kind of convenient, isn't it? Continuing, those shops were among over 24 locations that the company closed across the nation. The company did not specify a reason, but workers in Clovis, whose shop abruptly closed, told the outlet they suspected that California closures had to do with a new law that took effect in April. Quote, it just seems kind of like the right timing, 2 weeks before the fast food locations in California got to increase that we closed, the Mod Pizza employee, who asked to remain anonymous, told KMPH. Now, does it seem that this employee might be blaming not the minimum wage hike, but the pizza place for not wanting to pay him? That's what that kind of sounded like to me. And this is the problem with left-wing thought. It's how am I a victim here, not why did this happen. It's how I can make myself a victim. Continuing, the legislation went into effect on April 1st. First, increases the minimum wage for restaurants that have at least 60 locations nationwide, except those that make and sell their own bread, from $16 to $20 an hour. This equates an annual salary to $41,600 a year. Now, a couple of problems with that stat. First off, $41,600 a year is if you're working full-time. None of these stores are making it, they're working full-time. Because if they do work full-time, if they do work 40 hours a week, they have to pay benefits too. So unless you're in a typical McDonald's, most of the line cooks, most of the servers, they actually work maybe 28, 30 hours a week. And it's the managers, it's the full-time employees that actually perform specific duties. They're the ones that work $40 a week, and they're the ones that do get benefits. They do get benefits. But something that a lot of people don't understand, why is it someone can work at McDonald's for 30 hours a week? Well, because most people that are working 30 hours a week aren't there for a career position. It's for children. It's for teenagers. That's where my first job was, at McDonald's. Then I worked at an ice cream shop. Then I worked at a sandwich shop. That's how you gain the experience to get out of $41,600. The funny thing is, even this article sits there and points to people who have been doing these jobs for 10 years. Listen, if you've been working at McDonald's for 10 years and you're pissed off you're still earning $7.35 or $13 an hour or whatever, that's a you problem. Because you're not supposed to be there for 10 years. Okay, continuing. The median fast food worker in the U.S. earned $13.43 an hour in 2022. By the way, that's because of the pandemic and that's because of the shortage of employees. That's because the government gave everybody so much money they didn't need to go to work. The reality is that was $7.50 in fast food industry up until 2019. And then it went up to $13.43. And the reality is $13.43, that's too much for someone who is flipping a burger on a grill. While those in California made an average of $16.60 an hour, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, we've heard about this already like crazy on social media. This Mod Pizza is just the latest. And the reason they're putting the Mod Pizza is a big company. They're still doing fine in any other state. They're not. They just said, screw it, we're closing in California. And a lot of these businesses are franchises, and they're just closing. So people's lives are just being destroyed because they can't afford to pay $20 an hour and keep their business running. Other stores that have been closing, Round Table Pizza has been closing, Pizza Hut, Foster's Freeze, DoorDash has put a moratorium on hiring because people can't afford DoorDash anymore because prices have gone crazy. People are showing their prices. Like I said last week, burger at Burger King has gone up from $12, which, by the way, Burger King's just really expensive and they should just shut down. But from $12 to $16, In-N-Out, which has prided itself on keeping its prices low, raised the price on every item on the menu. Jack in a Box is charging $9 for a burger. For a Jumbo Jack, $7 or $8 for a Jumbo Jack. Jumbo Jacks? Are you serious? Their patties are barely meat. McDonald's raised their prices before the hike so that they could delay raising their prices again after. But it's only a matter of time before you're going to be paying $10 for a Big Mac. A large fries at McDonald's is now $4.50. A medium fries is $3.99, $4. See, what California is doing here, yes, all these people now, they have a living wage, yay. But what they're going to have a hard time finding is a job. Because that living wage, that's not meant to be at a fast food joint. That's meant for a bunch of 16-year-olds to have their first job. That's what it's meant for. Not to be raising a family of four. A wife, a house payment, and two cars. And again, there's already talk in California, why isn't it $50 an hour? We made that as a meme. It was a joke. People who know about economy said that was a joke. But they're talking about it. They're talking about bumping it up to $30 an hour now, or $25 an hour. They've taught one politician, talked about bumping it to $50 an hour. Well, why not? Money's fungible. We can just print more money. Well, what California is going to end up doing is, one, the inflation is going to go through the roof. The economy is going to just die in California because people can't. If you can make $70,000 a year but can't afford to go to McDonald's, that's a problem. And that is a real problem. Interest rates are so high right now, no one can buy a house. Rents are cruising. I mean, my rent in a two-bedroom apartment is almost $3,000 a month. Things are becoming unlivable. And then you pay 18% taxes plus 30% taxes from the government. I mean, you're paying most of your paycheck goes to the governments. California is going to end up turning into a ghost town. And it's because of this idiot with the hair up north that just doesn't know what he's doing and just is trying to get elected. And all those evil landlords and all those evil people that hire you, we're going to make them pay. Well, they're not going to pay. They're just going to leave. And that's what they're doing. And wait till some of the bigger businesses leave the state. They're going to. Taxes are too high in California. Regulations are too high in California. Monitoring is too high in California. About once a week in our apartment building, we have a California inspector walking around. It happens all the time. people do not like this communist bullshit. And they're going to get tired of it and they're going to stop. Joe Biden, speaking of dictators, Joe Biden is back in the news and he's getting his ass kicked in the polls. So he's trying to buy off people. I don't think it's going to work. And the only way he can buy off people is by breaking the law, by ignoring the Supreme Court, by ignoring the Constitution, by ignoring the rule of law, and just doing what he wants to do anyway. And so one of the best ways to buy off people is buy off young people. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to buy off young people. I don't think it's going to work because young people traditionally don't vote. And Joe Biden is doing such a shitty job. He's probably, no, those people are going to feel like, I don't want to vote for Trump and Joe Biden's doing a shitty job. I'm just not going to vote. Now, granted, he's been doing this anyway, even though the Supreme Court last year blocked any type of loan repayment because it's unconstitutional. The president can't unilaterally do this. It's even questionable whether the Congress can do it. And he doesn't go after the schools, which, by the way, yes, go if you've got a UC school that costs $100,000 a year to go to school, that seems like it's gouging. Maybe you should go after the school, but he can't do that because teachers' unions and things like that. So he's decided he's just going to unilaterally forgive debt. And we talked about it last week. One of his plans was to forgive debt while you're actually signing the paperwork. So this is according to the Daily Wire. President Joe Biden facing poor polling numbers for the Democrat for a Democratic candidate with young voters announced another student loan bailout program this week ahead of 2024 presidential election. His new plan comes after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked his attempt to this last year because it was illegal. By the way, the government doesn't move quickly. So everyone is going to be excited about putting this down, this application down to send to get their loans payments done. But here's the reality. A lot of these people that are actually going to vote don't think this will actually happen. I really have a hard time believing this can happen without some sort of congressional approval. Because it is just completely, I'm waiting for a state, for some state to sit there and say, you can't do that. We can't pay taxes for this. Somebody is going to sue somebody. So this isn't going to happen. Of course, one of the things he wants to do is make it that the debts start being paid off. And they actually say this, start being paid off in the fall. So what's happening in the fall, of course, is the election. So this is just a blatant payoff. And I don't know how this guy can't get impeached because of this. Continuing, Biden's new plan would take taxpayer money to wipe out student loan debt of over 30 million borrowers, the White House said. The administration said that the actions were specifically designed to provide relief to Black and Latino borrowers who attended community college and who are financially vulnerable because they took out debt but never had the chance to complete their degrees. Okay, so for a couple problems here. First off, if your debt relief is targeting specific races, that's illegal. Right off the bat, someone can sue for that. So we're going over Black and Latino borrowers. Second one, you should go after the institutions that gave them the loans. So these people who took out debt and never completed their degree, well, what are you guys doing? Just handing out loans? You didn't think that maybe this guy was a dumbass? Maybe his SATs were too low? Maybe his grades were too low in high school? That maybe he shouldn't get a loan because he's not going to make it through college? This should be, by the way, if I buy a house, everything is looked at. You buy a car. Everything for that car loan or that home loan is looked at with a magnifying glass. And they are looking for any reason to refuse you on this loan to the point that they want to know where your down payment came from so that you're not, they figure you might be dealing drugs and have all this money from drug money. I am not kidding you. That's what they do. But meanwhile, some kid with a 2.0 in high school who refuses to take his SAT because he can't pass it They're just giving out a loan? And here's something wild and crazy. This might be California, I don't know. But California gives out so much money already. You go to a city college in California, you can get $2,000-$3,000 a semester for student loans or student expenses without taking out debt. I know most of my family does that. My wife used to do that. Josie used to do that. She would get $2,000-$4,000 a semester simply because she was going to school. Now, of course, Josie was a safe bet. She was going to graduate, but there is money all over the place in the schools. Okay, continuing. The plan would provide relief to borrowers who owe more than they did at the start of the repayment. Borrowers who are otherwise eligible for loan forgiveness but have not applied. Borrowers who first entered repayment many years ago. Borrowers who enrolled in low financial value programs, and borrowers experiencing hardship paying back their loans. Quote, today many Americans, especially young people, are saddled with unsustainable debts in exchange for college degree, Biden said in an event in Wisconsin. The ability for working and middle-class folks to repay their student loans has become so burdensome that a lot can't repay it for even decades after being in school. You know what other burden is really hard? My car payment. The car that I use to go to work, the car that I use to transport kids. How about you forgive that loan? That's a real burdensome loan, and I've been paying it for years. Why can't they take away that loan? Why can't they take away the loan for the plumber who had to pay for his big truck, which cost billions of dollars and cost a ton of money to load up with gas because of the Biden economy? Why don't you help him out? Why don't you cut his taxes, gas taxes, so he doesn't have to pay $5 a gallon for gas? Yes, gas is $5.20 a gallon in California again. Yeah, but they don't count. It's the elite students who can go to college. They're the ones you gotta make happy, especially those Black and Latino kids that aren't going to vote because they don't like Biden anyway. Continuing, quote, even when they work hard and pay their student loans, their debt increases, not diminishes. Too many people feel the strain and stress, wondering if they can get married, have their first child, which they can abort later because he's pro-abortion, or cut off their genitals because he's pro-trans. Start a family, because even if they get by, they still have this crushing, crushing debt. And it's not just to drag on. It's not just a drag on them. Everyone has debt. Everyone has debt. There's not one person in the world that doesn't have debt. That's just the way life is. And the difference is, you sit there and you weigh what you can pay, what you can afford with your future earnings. This is how you deal with it. Biden claimed that people couldn't buy homes because they had to repay their student loans, when most people can't afford homes because of high interest rates that were sparked by inflation that his American Rescue Plan caused. Again, this is Joe Biden offloading, deflecting why people can't afford things. Listen, raising minimum wage to $20, killing off student loan debt is not going to change the fact that people can't buy houses. At a 7% interest rates, for the first time in American history, it is more expensive to own a house than it is to rent an apartment. This is the first time this has ever happened in American history. I wonder why. Quote, tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled, but then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us, and the Supreme Court blocked us. And I hope they sue him again. I mean, this guy has spent $300 billion taxpayer dollars to buy voters. But that didn't. Well, that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternative paths to reduce student debt payments that are not challengeable. So, you know, he's going to do what he wants to do. He doesn't care. He doesn't care about taxpayers. Because who's getting screwed here? The student that goes to college typically isn't paying taxes. So, you know, I tell you, there's going to be a whip back if this guy gets elected again. I don't understand. They're talking about the polls, and the polls show that Trump is ahead, but it's all within the margin of error. And I just wonder, who is still voting for this asshole? It makes me really question. I personally don't think the election's going to be that close so far. I think Trump is minding what he says. I think Trump is not staying in the news. I think he's lying low. I think Joe Biden looks really bad. And I think that every time someone goes to the gas station, every time someone goes to the grocery store, every time somebody goes to a fast food joint, they're reminded of Joe Biden. Because nothing like this was happening during Trump. When I see that the polls are neck and neck, I give a 10%, 5% margin over to Trump simply because a lot of people aren't responding to these polls. And these polls are usually focused in blue areas anyway. We'll have to see. Okay, I hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless. This is Gene. You listen to Dumbasses Talking Politics.